with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Markets worldwide soared after the Trump administration announced a 90-day pause on tariffs. President Trump says that his tariff plan is working.
You know, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, everybody knew you had to do it, but they never had the guts to do it. It does take guts. It even takes guts for our country to go through it. That's why I say be cool. They were saying about, see, just be cool. It's going to work out. It's going to work out, and it's working out. I can tell you, working out maybe faster than I thought.
Trump abruptly backed off his tariffs on most nations for 90 days, but raised his tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. There are indications the Federal Reserve is struggling to decide what to do next on interest rates.
In minutes from last month's meeting, policymakers say they would be in a difficult spot. The Fed could keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged if inflation remains stubbornly elevated. And they said it could cut its rate if growth slowed and unemployment rose. Rising unemployment can also lead to a recession, when the Fed would normally slash its key rate to support more borrowing and spending and stimulate the economy. Yet Fed officials would likely be reluctant to cut if inflation rose, because it usually tries to cool higher prices by keeping its key rate unchanged or even raising it if necessary. Inflation has come down sharply from its peak in June of 2022, but it has remained elevated. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says Israel would be the leader of a potential military strike against Iran if Tehran doesn't give up its nuclear weapons program. Trump made his comments on Wednesday ahead of this weekend's scheduled talks involving U.S. and Iranian officials in the Middle East Sultanate of Oman. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2,962 points. This is SRN News. The IRS drops its investigation of a Florida church.
The congregation of the New Way Christian Fellowship in Palm Coast prayed during services for a local political candidate. That prompted the tax agency to launch a probe, which has now been finally called off. First Liberty Institute defended the church, and spokesman Jeremy Diss says, quote, "We're pleased the IRS not only closed its investigation, but affirmed that this church's activities of praying for political candidates during its church service do not threaten its tax-exempt status." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities is reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property and places of worship are spreading wildly. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is SRN News. South Sudan has reversed its decision to deny entry to a deportee after the U.S. revoked the visas of all South Sudanese citizens. We hear more on the story from correspondent Lisa Ann Wagner reporting.
Officials in South Sudan say they will allow a foreign national entry into the country after their initial refusal to do so prompted the United States to revoke the visas of all of its citizens. A Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson said Tuesday that Congolese national Makula Kintu will be allowed in the spirit of maintaining friendly relations between South Sudan and the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Saturday that the U.S. would revoke all visas for South Sudanese citizens. He said that was because the country had failed to accept the return of its citizens deported from the United States in a timely manner. I'm Lisa Adams Wagner.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.